Yes. Hello.
Travis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
What's going on, partner? This is John with Book with Splash. How's your weekend go?
What's on? Pretty good, dude. Pretty good.
Yay, there you go. That's good to hear. Good to hear. So what's the status, man? Any news with update with this or?
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and go with it. What's my price for today?
So it's only $249, and that pays for, so month to month, but it's $348 to get started. So I just want to make sure though that your everything legalities and all that are good. That's most important for me, for you anyway. I just want to look out for you, I guess.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. That's good to hear.
We can do that. Let me get a call and pay you real quick.
Okay.
$348 today to get started.
Correct.
And
yes, sir.
And then it's $248 a month.
$249 month to month. And I'm going to make sure to walk you through a few things today. It takes like 10, 12 minutes here, just because I want to make sure that everything stays confidential, strictly between us and you only. If anyone tries to call and ask for more money, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know a security question for you, hang up the phone. I'm going to give you a direct line as well, too, to everybody here. Okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. Travis, am I spelling your name right, though? I'm horrible at spelling this, so don't laugh too hard. But is it T-R-A-V-I-S?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Yes. And then how do you spell the last name? Is it Lubbock?
That's the town I live in.
Okay.
My last name is Hull, H-U-L-L.
H-U-L-L. All right. And then the email, because I want to make sure, even after payment, don't hang up the phone. I want you to stay with me so you can see your invoice of everything we discussed, too, okay? Is this the best email to send it to, though, for your invoice? x.electriclubbock@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 5975?
5975, and then I'll give you an alternate. I'll give you my wife's number. She's my administrator.
Okay. Well, hang on for that one. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. This beginning part is all about Google first, man. I want to make sure that, you know, we take care of you first, okay? So to get verified on Google, there's a few things that they've been really strict on, so we're aware of this. So we want to make sure you get this expedited quickly for you in a timely manner. Now, I want to make sure that we have everything correct as parts for Google. So I have the business name as the letter X, electric, the and symbol, machine. Is that correct?
Yes. LLC.
Okay. Oh, LLC. Okay. And then the letter that, or the postcard that they'll send to you takes about 5 to 7 business days with a PIN number. Is this the address to send it to, the 1629 16th Street?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. What would that address be then?
Okay. It's going to be, I guess, do you have to have a street address, or can we do a P.O. box?
Has to be a street address. Just this part, you don't have to put this known on Google. They just need, Google is, it's the third law pretty much on this part.
Okay, that's what we're running into, because our business listing, we can't put it in a residential area anymore, because we were getting fined for that with the city of Lubbock. So, right now, so it's going to be 1012 Justice Avenue.
Okay. And then the zip code is 79416. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Perfect. And then I want to make sure. Let's put this here. So now, did you want me to show that address on Google, or do you want me to keep that confidential?
Just keep it confidential, because like I said, city... The ordinance people are, hitting us because we're showing our business address at our residential address, and they're not liking that. We're having
Okay. I'll make sure to notate that extra here for you too. So I want to make sure our team is on the same page with you, because I did promise to make sure we develop a website for you using the same domain name. I keep to my promises. I don't forget this stuff, okay?
Uh-huh.
And also Facebook ads with that as well, too. So tomorrow. I could set something up as early as tomorrow for you. Did you have an hour window to speak with them?
Yeah. When we do that Facebook, I think my Facebook name is just X Electric and Machine. It doesn't include the LLC.
Okay, that's all right.
We want to be sure we're clean a Facebook. I guess your department will. I'll give them managership or whatever over on my Facebook page, correct?
Correct. Correct. Yes, sir.
They'll make those changes for me.
Yes, sir.
I want all the directories to have the X Electric and Machine LLC listed.
Okay.
Okay.
That's perfectly fine. And I want to make sure those type of details I will be writing in your account right now, but at the same time, bring it up to them as well too. Right? Communication is everything. And you know this better than anyone. So I want to make sure to make this work properly. Yeah. They have to have that communication with you to say, hey, listen, this one shows a little bit different on this directory. Do you want us to change it to this? Yes or no?
That's been an issue from the very start. When I first started my business, I was at 1629 16th Street, which was a residential address or residential commercial zone, but I moved from there over 18 months ago, and Yelp and different directories, they first listed that 1629, and it had been a trouble place from the rest of the, I've hired like three different marketing companies throughout this time, and none of them have seemed to be able to get all of my directories in order. There's a lot, I know. So this, I want you to put that in my notes. That's one of the main things that I want to accomplish first is, of course, the website development, but somebody has to get on the directory. Somebody has to be notified that all directories must have an updated, and change to X Electric and Machine LLC. Now my domain is x.electricandmachine, you spell it out the A-N-D instead of the amber symbol, because Google somewhere does not like the amber symbol.
Right.
Or amber sign. But I want to keep that xelectricandandmachine.com the same. I've got business cards and everything else made out for that email address not email address, but my website domain name. I want to keep that the same.
And okay.
My email address is x.electriclubbock@gmail.com. That's important for the directory.
That's okay.
Up to date. I would like to have a report by the end of the month. To show that how many directories that were changed, ongoing list. If only so many have been changed, or what they've been working on, I want an up to date report of what has been done, because it's been a source of confusion in the past. Where I want to know what's been done for that month.
A
formative report, that would be great.
100%. So I will make sure. Okay, so I already put in a few things. Directories is a big deal to start off really strong. That and the report system. I'm glad you're bringing this up. We call it the dashboard. That way you can see everything coming to fruition. That is going to be your next best friend. I'm telling you right now. Don't take it with a grain of salt. Some customers might even reach out directly through there. I've seen it happen. So stay up to date with it. You could check on your phone from there. You could check on your computer to see there as well, too. You can see your traffic going in and out of your own website. I mean, that thing is the next best thing, I swear. Okay, so, but I already put that, I put in these directions in here to keep everything, all directories up to date, switching over to X Electric and Machine LLC. So I already have that part. I also mentioned already to include the website included in your package, not at an additional cost either. Okay. So using that same domain. All right. So without further ado, tomorrow, do you have like an hour window in the afternoon time to speak with our team?
let's see, probably at, I've got an appointment at 11:30 to 12:30 on a Zoom meeting. So if you, we could do like 12, say 45 to 1:30 or something, that'd be a good window. If you send me a calendar notice.
I'm definitely going to send you a calendar notice, and I'm going to send that same notice over to our team. I think we just got to hit yes on your side. They'll hit yes on their side, so they're committed to this meeting.
Okay.
Actually, tomorrow is pretty booked. I have an opening right at – you know what? I'll fit you in. Do you think you could have something around like 1 to 2 p.m.?
Sure.
Okay. If for any reason you get booked up or, you know, it's just taking too long, just let them know. Okay. They'll go ahead and finish it up later with you and set another time for you, okay?
Okay.
So but before anything, let me put this in here right now. All right, Travis. And then I'm sending you an email, and that way you have my email as well on this, okay? So that's the best way to contact me if that was the case. But okay. I'm going to give you a phone number right now. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on a second. Okay, go ahead.
All right, 877.
Okay.
635. 6225.
Okay. And this, and now, this number is
what? Yeah, so that number is voice activated. So if you call in and you need customer support, you just say customer support or billing or Facebook or website, and there'll be a team available for you Monday through Friday for that, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. If for any reason you can't get a hold of somebody, for like, you're like, John, this is taking forever for me, can you reach out? I'll be more than happy to do that for you. Just email me and let me know, and I'll put in a request for you to talk to you within the first 24 hours. Okay? I just want to make sure communication is strong. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You could save it as local splash, I guess. That's for everybody.
Okay. I got you.
Perfect. All right, Travis. Next part, I sent that email to you. Were you able to receive it?
I did. Let me see here. Look here, sent that to X Electric, so let's see here, you sent that to, did you send that to X Electric?
I did, yep.
Let's see here. Give me a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I thought it came to you. Let me see. Is it Jay from JSEO?
That's me. There you go.
Let's see here. I don't know what's going on. Here we go. No connection. I don't have an internet connection for some reason here. I don't know.
Okay. It's all right. Take your time. I'm here with you, man.
Yeah, just a second.
Rams.
Okay. Let's see here. Trying to find this email here. Okay, here we go. Invitation from unknown sender, local splash. Okay, here we go. So, Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Okay. Like this. Okay.
Nothing further than that, though. Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Monday. Let's see here. Okay. Let me add. Let me see here. That's the 12th, correct?
Yes, tomorrow will be the 12th. You got it.
Okay. So, presentation. Let's see here. Monday, see, Canton, see, Tuesday, 12, let me put this in, come on, 2, it's going to be,
nothing at the moment. Okay. So this next part, so I'm going to start asking a few things, just the bare essential stuff, okay? As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found on Google for that? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7?
Say that again now. Say that again.
Oh, how would you like to be found on Google as far as your hours of operations?
24/7?
All right. Love it. And would you like them to contact this phone number that I'm contacting you on right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I did remember you mentioning that you wanted to give me a phone number for us to reach out as a secondary phone number, right?
Mm-hmm.
What phone number would that be?
806.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 470-3017.
All right. Let me make sure. 806. 470-3017. And mm-hmm. Is that, whose number is that one though?
Lily, L-I-L-Y. That's my wife.
Oh, okay. That's who you were telling me to contact last time. I was like, I don't know, is this a secretary or what? All right, cool. I'm glad that you guys have, you know, something to do as a family. That's amazing. Okay. Yeah, of course. All right. So I'm going to, if that's all right with you, I'm going to put her as an authorized user on this account as well. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, when we set up that security question, just let her know or make the answer easy for her to remember too, so that way you guys are not locked out of your own account, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, far as your distance, I have to package up to 50 miles out if you wanted it to be. Do you want to keep it at 50-mile marker, or do you want to hit specific areas only? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, 50 miles out from Lubbock.
Okay. All right. Perfect. If you ever need to change that or modify, utilize our team. That is what they're there for. Let's put it this way. That's what you're paying for, okay?
Okay.
Don't go
okay.
through the stress of trying to change it yourself. Let us do it for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Next part is...
Lily, she's my administrator, so she can also get on there and change whatever,
yep.
right?
Exactly, yep. So before the end of this call, I will show you exactly where it's going to start, and I'll explain from that part. I don't want to get too ahead and confuse you.
Okay.
So the next part is, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you do check, Zelle, or anything like that?
I do QuickBooks link, or, you know, we do QuickBooks invoicing, basically.
Okay.
I'll send an invoice through and job bids through QuickBooks platform, which is really, really handy. We take credit card payments QuickBooks payments, cash, check, you know, I'll even trade, barter, you know, barter system, but you don't have to.
I'm not going to put that one. Yeah, just, yeah. I love that though. I feel like that just shows a lot about you, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just made my eyes to water a little bit.
Yeah, we don't take chickens or eggs or anything, but we, you know.
All right, sounds good. All right, so when you talk with your customers directly and things like that, I mean, obviously you guys can work out your payment structure and work for things like that. So, and that's amazing, though. Had to say that. All right. And, of course, your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email just so I don't forget. Now, you don't have to do this right now, okay? But when you get a moment here, try to fill it out as much as possible. This is to get you verified quicker through Google, all right? They are, like I said, very strict on the rules. So we're aware of this. We know exactly what they're looking for. So they may send you a letter in the mail asking for a video, a picture of, like, tools that you might use, things like that. The more you have, the faster and easier this becomes for you, okay? So I just sent that email to you. Again, you don't have to do that right now, though. Next part here. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking for a while here, you know, time and time again here. So I have, as far as your services that you offer, okay, I'm just going to name out a few here. Stop me in my tracks if it's a no, that way I could take it off. And if there's things you want to add more, please, by all means, let me know. I'll add it in. But, of course, I got electricians, right? I got lighting fixtures and equipment, solar installation, electric inspection, electric installation and replacement, and electric repair. Is there anything else I can add in this?
Hang on just one second. Oh, hang
sure.
on just one second.
Yeah.
New meter?
Okay.
Service meter loop.
Service meter loop. Okay.
Let's see here.
What about panel upgrades? Do you do anything like that?
Panel upgrades.
Okay.
Or you might put residential panel upgrades or residential commercial panel upgrades. Let's see. Generator services, generator installation.
Generator installations. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. Because, I, like I said, I don't want to eat too much of your time of the day, you know, as well. Because they will go over this with you tomorrow. I just want to make sure that they're not starting from scratch thinking like, hey, what kind of business do you have and blah, blah, blah. I want them to know exactly what you do, and that way they can help you quicker, okay?
Electrical contractor.
Oh, that's a good one. Actually, I'm going to put that. Okay. And I want to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. That way they can bring that up. And if you want to take things off or add things in, you're more than welcome to, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, and then let's make sure here everything looks good. All right, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this over to our team right now. I already left the extra notes in here for the website and everything too, okay? So don't you worry. I didn't forget. Okay. Now, this next part here, I'm going to make sure we do – I'm not taking a no for an answer. This is to protect you, okay? This is a voice verification part where everything is recorded. I want to put in the pricing in there for you. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. Answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
But I'm also going to, the number that I gave you earlier, the 877 number, you're going to hear me at the end of it mention of that phone number here. So just in case if you ever decide to part ways in the future, I'll tell you how to do that under the recording, okay? So,
okay.
Without further ado, let me hit record here. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
X Electric and Machine, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Hull, owner and president.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. So, Travis, that's what I was talking about. After this recording part here, we're going to set up that security question and answer so you're not falling for any of that craziness out there, okay? So I just want to make sure you're aware. Okay, here we go. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 11th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 11th of every month in the amount of $249. Okay, it'll be a recurring payment from there. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I don't forget any of my word here, okay? So I want to make sure you're well protected. All right. Next part is the security question. Make sure you let your wife know too, okay? Because if she don't know the answer to it, she won't be able to have any information from us. We have only 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Put mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Appleton.
All right. Now, I'm just letting you know, our team will never give the answer out. They'll only ask the security question, okay? So if someone tries to switch that up a little bit, you already know it's a red flag. Hang up and only call that 877 number, okay?
Okay.
All right. And on the card that we're using, Travis, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Just the first and last name. It's Travis Hall, X-Electric.
Okay, perfect. And is that to the address, the billing address, the 1012 Justice Avenue?
Yes.
Or a different address?
That's to 1012.
Okay, perfect. And what kind of payment method are we using today?
We're using a Visa debit card.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, Travis, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it is 4999-9800. 0470-5479.
Okay, perfect. And the expiration date?
12/26.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code?
754.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any type of payment, make sure I got this here. Payment method is inconsistent with the card number. Maybe I put in the wrong number. Is it a Visa, right, you said?
It's a Visa business debit card.
Okay. If you don't mind, can we do that for the number one more time? Because I won't be able to see it after I did that. So it said it wasn't matching. I messed up here.
4999-9800-0470. 5479.
Okay, there we go. Let's make sure that goes through this time. Okay, perfect. There we go. I know I messed up somewhere. Now, before I process this payment, though, again, stay on the phone with me. Okay, I want to make sure I refresh this account like 3 different times because this is when I want to make sure you're keeping at that 50% discount rate for the long term. Okay, it will never change on you. So hang tight. Refresh one more time. And looks good. Okay, so I'm only going to process the payment for $348. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure whichever you get first, a text or email, you're definitely going to get both, but whichever you receive first, let me know, okay? I want to walk you through so you can see everything on paper there.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, just went through on my end here, so let me know as soon as you receive something. Anything yet?
That's it.
Okay, let me refresh on my site here now. Okay. One more time.
Here we go. So you sent a copy of my invoice?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. There's a question to contact us. Are you waiting for me to get an email notification of my purchase?
Yes. So there should be one email that will say initial invoice, and there should be a text that will say, when you open it up, it will say, click here to sign for accept subscription terms, something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Hang on a second. Let's see. Okay. Let's see here. Local Splash 348. I see where that went through. Local Splash 348. My QuickBooks card. So now I'm looking for, I got your text message that says, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here and it gives me a link to accept
your
subscription. What you want me to click on?
Eat that part right there. Click on that link for me.
Okay. Okay. Local Splash terms of experience. Okay.
Perfect. In here. Now I want you to take your time. Read through it. There's going to be everything that we discussed in there and more. There's going to be other things that you can upgrade for other packages down in the future, but it doesn't mean that you have that now, okay? But take your time. If you have questions or concerns, you ask me. I'm right here with you. But once you do see that everything is in there that we discussed, there's a part at the bottom. You have to click a checkbox, and then you're going to sign your name exactly how it shows on the card. But let me know when you get there, okay?
Yeah, I had paid, to get on Alexa's voice search, like 15 months ago, I paid, I don't know how much money to get on that, and I don't even know if I'm on there now.
For voice Alexa?
Yeah.
You're going to be on it now. This is included in there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I need to do anything like on my Facebook? Do I have to give y'all authorization or anybody walk me through how to do all that? Have you listed as a manager on there?
Correct. Yeah, you'll need to list us as a manager on that so that way we can go ahead and make that happen as far as your upkeep it up to date and things like that as well too. Tomorrow when our text call, they will call from that 877 number to go over that with you. Okay.
Yeah, that needs, that Facebook ad needs to be, you know, it's just, I set it up a long time ago, and it's probably rudimentary, you know, it needs to doctor it up pretty good.
We'll help you out, man. You finally got the team that's going to back you up, you know, the backup you need.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah. All I say is, though, if you want that team to work the way you want them to, communicate with them and don't hesitate, right? If you don't like something, let them know. That's okay. That's our job, right? So.
Okay. Okay, so I click on the I-Certify and the authorized holder. Okay.
Yep.
After that, signing, e-signature. Okay, so I'm going to click here. Let's see, let me put my name in here. Travis Hall. Is Travis Hall?
Yes, sir. Just how it shows on that card. Yep. Just Travis Hall.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it took me to a local flash login.
Perfect. All right. Remember I told you about your next best friend is going to be that dashboard? This is it. So tomorrow when they talk to you, they're going to develop that with you to show you how to maneuver through. Ask them about it too, because you'll be able to see the traffic going in and out of your website. You can update your website from here. You can see your Facebook ads, like calls coming through, everything. Okay. So make sure to keep on track with that, because that's where you can see, hey, listen, I got 50 leads this month, or, you know, things like that. So, or you can say, listen, the keywords are working well in this area, not in this area. Let's switch it up a little bit. You can keep track from your analytics and make adjustments from that. Okay.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me go back and see. How do I, do I have a password, or what's my username?
Not yet. The reason for that is because it can be overwhelming when you look at it from not knowing how to maneuver through it. So that's why tomorrow our tech team are going to build that with you so that you can show, they can show you that.
Okay.
Nice,
right,
man.
That's it.
All right. Travis, welcome to the family. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad everything. What was that?
I appreciate your patience.
Oh, of course. No, at any time, man. I'm glad things worked out for you and your business, man. Seriously. Like, I remember you were going through some stress with that a little bit. So I'm glad it really worked out.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right, Travis. All right. Don't forget tomorrow's call and then also that email to get things verified. Have those pictures ready if you can. Okay.
Great. All right. Cool.
All right, man. All right, you take care. I'll talk to you then. All right.
Bye.